Example.
When it comes to questions such as who's making dinner tonight or who's taking the kids to school, will it shock you to know that if there is a woman in the house, it's probably her? A 2020 Gallup poll of more than 3,000 heterosexual couples found that women handle the majority of the domestic workload. The solution to this imbalance may start with a better understanding of time.
1.
By now, you've seen photos of the damage wrought by Hurricane Ian in southwest Florida. Some of the worst, the mobile home parks blown to smithereens. It's a perennial problem during hurricane season. Older mobile homes built to lower standards are acutely vulnerable.
2.
This week, the Irish government launched an online service that will allow adopted children to see any information the state holds about them. And when I spoke with Mary Steed earlier today, she said that could be a far easier process than her own search.
So it was a very difficult process 25 years ago on up until relatively recently, and certainly for the folks in Ireland this past week. That's the first opportunity that they've had to actually go through an online portal, request their original birth certificate, and get early life records. That's something that they've never been able to do before.
3.
This week, the European Parliament approved new rules that will introduce a single universal charger for a wide range of electronic equipment. That includes iPhones, which currently use a cable specific to Apple devices. Now, the EU has been pushing for a measure like this for a decade. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Starting next fall, all cell phones manufactured in or for the EU must be chargeable by a single USB-C connector. The change had been discussed for years and was prompted by complaints from iPhone and Android users about having to switch to different chargers for their devices.
Four.
The FDA is updating its working definition of healthy, and they're developing a new healthy icon or symbol for food packages. The aim really is to have packaging reflect the current nutrition science, which has really evolved a lot over the last 25 years. So, you know, things that passed as healthy or qualified for a healthy claim back in 1994, like white bread or highly sweetened yogurt or sugary cereals, simply because they were low in fat, would no longer be able to have a healthy claim on the packaging.
5.
That's a larger issue we need to address, where we start to shift away from thinking of health as this matter of personal responsibility, this thing I need to get an A+ on, and instead start thinking of health as a social issue and as something that's largely determined by genetics. It's also determined by social determinants, things like your economic status, again, your ability to access food, access healthcare. And I think we're really doing a disservice to the entire conversation about health when we get fixated on, well, how much fat should be allowed in a cookie in order for it to be counting as healthy.
6.
While several hundred thousand people in southwest Florida still do not have electricity or water since Hurricane Ian, one community weathered the storm almost unscathed. Babcock Ranch, located north of Fort Myers, was designed and built to withstand the most powerful storms.
7.
You probably heard about the massive protests in Iran sparked by the death of Mahsa Amini. She's the young woman who died after she was arrested by the so-called morality police in Tehran, apparently because she was deemed to have violated the country's strict rules governing modest dress. It isn't exactly clear what the alleged violation was. Most reports say her headscarf or hijab slipped down. The government denies she was mistreated in custody, but in any case, her death has sparked protests throughout the country, and the government has responded with force.
Eight.
FDA advisors are recommending that the agency approve Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. Kids would receive a third of the dose given to teens and adults. The FDA is not bound by the recommendation and is expected to announce its decision within days. If regulators approve the recommendation, shots for children could begin as early as next week.